piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Fresh off the Stein episode, Alex Stein, special guest right now. He's coming in with this fucking energy. Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am Trebles Garcia, your humble host, and I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Do not forget, our Paranoid Radio Podcast is fully activated. You could watch us, stream us for free, absolutely free. You could also listen to the last episodes on all podcast platforms, absolutely free. And do not forget to drop a five-star review on a podcast that allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And talking about enjoying making a show, dude, this is fucking hot off the press. Striking with iron is hot. Jumping from the deep end of the pool and setting the fucking mood. We have the phenom, bro. It's such a honoring and pleasurable pleasure having Donut Factory on the fucking episode today. What's up, Donut?
Yo, what up? It's Donut. Thank you so much. Testies. One, two, three.
That's right. What's up, Big Dog? Hey, I want to thank you so much for being on my humble little Latino show. Like I told you before, bro, we've collaborated once with Juan and Paranoid American, and I've seen you guys do your thing, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna reach out to this guy. And the presence you guys bring in, the energy, the information, and how humble you guys present yourselves is amazing. And you don't see that a lot with other people, specifically at your height, with your caliber and your status. So I want to thank you again for spending some time here, bro.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, like, I've always been behind the scenes, you know, and I've been video editing for hip hop artists, musical artists. So I'm a behind the scenes guy. I got an opportunity that people wanted to hear about stuff I was interested, you're interested in, on symbology, Illuminati, conspiracies. And that's Word. Like popping right now. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We don't even have an agenda on this conversation, on this thing. I tried asking you, you have any bullet points? You didn't. I know you're a busy man and you're on demand because you were just on a live show on Instagram and you just, you know, you happened to cross over here. So yeah, dude, I'm gonna let you take the wheels. I did see something on your Truther page on Instagram that I'm really interested in knowing about. I want you to tell my listeners about this whole thing about the Donald Trump shoes, bro. Now, everybody here knows that I'm a fucking hard-thumping, MAGA-supporting Latino from LA, Conspiracy Poppy, and I'm going to make that an episode. I mean, not an episode, a whole .com for myself where you can take pictures of me and take pictures with me and shit. So, and I'm very self-centered, and I try to keep it humble, but like Donald Trump, I like to be very real, very straightforward with my people. And even though they're brown and Latinos, I like to talk shit to them too, because we have to live to a certain standard and, you know, we have to have some values and morals. Now, I thought to a certain degree, it doesn't take away from being a Trump supporter, but I thought that he was also a truther and bringing justice and being for the people. However, on your Instagram page, I found out that there was something to do with his shoes that have to do with magnetic fields and controlling frequencies, bro. Electric frequencies, to be, you know, to be correct and direct. What can you say about that?
Right. Well, first off, Trump, he got the value of a lot of Latinos, right? Like conservative values. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that, like, the news stations make everyone point that he's this like terrible guy. Like, I'm Jewish, and everybody be like, he's terrible, but he's been nothing but good making Middle East peace and all that. Just throwing that out there. So there's, oh, my cat came to join. Oh, snap. But
what's up, kitty, kitty? What's his name?
It is Chan.
Chan, what's up, Chan?
He joined. I can't believe it. So the shoe thing that I was talking to, because I'm a lot like you, I like to just question everything going on.
Word.
And through the reality of politics, is this a fake system that we live in? He like Trump came out with all this good stuff, but then he was also the main benefactor of the Second Manhattan Project of Operation Warp Speed. So there's just so much like weird, you know, things that you gotta be honest and look at and ask questions.
Word.
People be asking questions about me too, you know, like with me being Jewish. So like I get that, and that's good. You know, you got to ask questions, and you know, I'm all about that, especially in the field of conspiracy. Because conspiracy, what it is, it's a small group of people, not a lot of people, maybe 5 to 10 people, or it could be more. The Skull and Bone Secret Society is 15 senior members, but that's like every year. So they must be at like thousands of people if they don't pass away. So it's not a group of millions of people.
How would you consider, sorry if I interrupted, how would you consider somebody in the conspiracy community? How would you grant that you know, that title?
What do you mean? Can you ask that?
Like you said, for example, the people that were in the Skull and Bones, there's 15 people every year, and then now they're probably in the thousands if they haven't passed away. Like you said, conspiracy theories and conspiracies is this very small amount of people. And who gets to elect those people to be inside that community? Like, how are you part of that?
See, that's right there. Boom. That's burn, burn, burn. See, that's it. Who is electing these people? And that's kind of like where the true power is stemming from, this hidden hand that we don't know who that is, right? Mm. We see people out on like CEOs and people in the front, presidents and whatnot. In secret societies, remove presidents through assassination, whether that was World War I, where you had the Black Hand, which was a secret society that assassinated Franz Ferdinand, or Abraham Lincoln. There were secret societies connected to that assassination, or JFK, who spoke about their secret societies, and then they just
exposed it all. I know that. Yeah.
So this is just absolute truth and history. This is how the world runs. And with the alchemical shoes that you brought up at first.
That's freaking hot, dude. No one else is saying this shit, bro.
I did a video a while ago on, it was actually not on Trump. It was on the left, because the left is the big issue. They creep their ways into different societies and whatever. From my research so far, that seems to be the satanic element destroying things. And they would promote this thing called Souls to the Polls, which I heard a lot for, I think it was for Biden. I believe it was Biden. They bring the souls to the polls. And the word play.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. I just got it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember him saying that shit. So he's not the only president that said that. I think Obama said it a couple of times too.
Oh, or maybe it was Obama. Yeah, I don't know who it was, but it was definitely like the left. And so looking into Jordan Maxwell, who was like, I was the biggest fan of Jordan Maxwell. He talked about that the banking system is all maritime law. Everything is water. That's why you got cash flow or liquid assets, or you're underwater when you're in debt. And this goes into the court as well, which operates on maritime law, that when you pass the bar, you're in hot water. Like everything is water-based. Then you get put in jail, you get for battery, let's say, and you get put in a cell. Well, like the cells, batteries being charged, right? Like batteries being charged.
I hear you.
So this whole wordplay, like all these magical spells. So originally, the alchemical shoes wasn't for Trump, but then Trump came out with these shoes for voting because he wanted the black vote, and that's what the news is saying. And so I was just like, I'm just gonna repackage this old video into a new video, and that's what it is, because the souls of the shoe goes to the ley line and charges the ley line. Like you got that. That shaman dude who went and he said on the mainstream news, I'm going here to charge the ley lines of the White House. Well, there was some truth to what he's saying, because the entire way America is sort of built is on these dragon lines, these ley lines. The Templars called it the salt lines. Yeah. So each place has some sort of energetic thing going all the way back to these ancient people who control the world, probably going all the way back to the Hammurabi code. with these ley lines. So like going to the vote is the volt, and you're charging the left and right, the red and blue, which is the battery, the magnet, the red and
negative
blue.
And the positive.
Yeah. So I kind of just package. There's more going on in the world than what we're told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I think it's all an energy play. Loosh, kind of like how Tim Ford had, what's his name, Sam Tripoli always has. And it's true. If you come and you think about the ley lines, a lot of the religious leaders, ministers, Dr. Laura Sanger said this on our show once, spiritual mapping. Now, this is not just used for negative uses or through frequencies or beats. They actually always, when a church is about to be established, a Christian church, you don't have to be specify what sect or what domination it is. When they are ready to move in into a new town, they map out the town, the most affected areas of the town, the most weakest points spiritually, where there's negative energy, not negative entities. So there's a specific home that's been haunted, deaths, people living, hobos, etc., homelessness, drug abuse, drug users. Even police departments are established in certain power lines to emphasize and amplify their dominance, their power. They're the biggest gang in the fucking in the country. So, and then their colors are even red and blue. Check that shit out. Bam, bam. See, trip out, right? So we live in a police state, bro, and spiritual mapping is real. So what they do is they come in and then they take a group of people that are spiritually attuned. And then I keep using these quotation marks because you never know, right? So these people come in, they walk around the city, they start praying and manifesting and then proclaiming and verbalizing, and frequencies are freaking elevated in certain areas. And then they start praying in that specific area. So I live in Huntington Park in LA. And if you, anybody knows LA, South LA, we have a lot of Hispanic speakers go into a corner of a freaking shopping center and they start screaming at you, almost talking shit to you. You don't want to listen to the people. You feel like they're talking down to you, and you feel like regañado. Regañado in Spanish means like you're being like fucking, you're being scolded and shit. So it's kind of like that. They're throwing and they're manifesting their force on you, and until you either listen or bend over, and then, you know, become enslaved by their ideologies. So same thing. Spiritual mapping is real, and it's not only used for evil, but it's also used for good. Now, it was Trump using those shoes for good? That's the question.
right. So that's the question. And, yeah. And then, like, we'll see. We're coming up on the 47th president. So whoever gets elected, this is very symbolic because America was built by Freemasons, and the White House is based off of a Templar house, and all the dragon lines are all connected to like Masonic geometry and stuff like that. So this is very important from the founding of America. And like, you know, and yeah, we're coming up on the 47th president, where that goes into the Masonic compass. It's at a 47 degree Masonic compass. And this goes back to like Pythagoras as well. And whoever becomes the 47th president is very symbolic. So if it's Trump, Biden, I think it's going to be Kamala not being elected, but by Biden stepping down.
Inheritance,
yeah.
You honestly think that Camel Toe Harris is going to be...
that's what I think.
We're in trouble, bro.
And it's not just me. A lot of people have been pointing out the predictive programming of shows like House of Cards. This is exactly what happened. A female president got put into office in that show and became the 47th president. And even in the show Veep, I believe a female president became the 47th president. So you got two predictive programming shows pointing to that happening. So we'll see.
You know, talking about predictive programming, I really doubt Camel Toe is going to be presidente. But you never know. Nowadays, bro, fucking shit could happen, just pop off. But I'm going to be honest with you. Predictive programming, bro, I was just thinking about this. So... my deep state correspondent, massive shout outs to Flash and my co-host Tank for being who they are and always supporting me. We found out that on the 8th of every month, and I say this very repeatedly on the show, but the listeners know what's up. The 8th, not plus two days or minus 2 days. You know how the cosmos move. But on the 8th of every single month, there is a giant thing, cosmology, I don't know, cosmic event, a very catastrophic event. People will die. A lot of things happen on the 8th. Mar-a-Lago happened on the 8th, October 8th, 7th, you know. I think the eclipse happened on the 10th, 2 days after the 8th. So stuff like that. And if you look back on every single month on the 8th, plus or minus 2 days, for the past two, 3 years, after Biden came into office, they have been amplified. Each event has been amplified even more. And it's either it's working like a distraction, you know, see here, don't watch here, etc., or it's a massive casualty event where people actually suffer and die. And what you said about predictive programming, where what started this thought was, not White House down, Olympics, no, White House down with Channing Tatum, black president, a white president. He was trying to protect the president. Who comes to attack? Migrant North Korean people. They come and they took over the White House, and the White House is down. And the plot of the story is there's a rogue president that sells out the United States of America, and it starts off by that, by destroying the economy. His son gets killed in war. His wife is very quiet about what he's going to do, but she knows what's up. She, you know, she's trying to keep the secret down. And then he continues on to selling out secrets to the United States. And then eventually the White Houses get taken over and ran down by the enemy. So it's kind of like what's happening now, bro. It's dismantling right in front of our faces. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is our savior, but I know for a damn fact that Biden is selling out this country in many different forms, not just money and economy and gas and fucking petroleum. I think in every form, morally, bro, morally, you cannot walk the street and feel some sadness because of what's happening around you. You know, there's a lot of people out here fucking living off check to check, and they cannot feed their kids without asking and being a part of the enslavement of the fucking welfare system, because you have to eat what they give you. You have to ask for what they want. You're asking to be enslaved. You just don't accept it now. Now you're pleading for it. You want to be enslaved in many reasons and in many ways. We have been sold out already, bro.
Yeah, well, you're onto something with the 8th thing, because I've seen a list of things that happened on the 8th, and the eclipse did happen on the 8th that you were pointing out. And that was the day that Aleister Crowley summoned this entity called IWAS, which goes into this whole satanic stuff and all that. But if you look at Trump's text number in his entire campaign, it was 8-8, had the 8-8, and that's the day they raided him on Mar-a-Lago. It's also the day that Hawaii went up in the flames on 8-8, right? And there was a text message at 8-08 that was sent to Hawaiians like 3 years ago, a false ICBM missile. Uh-huh. And then, you know, a few years later, the 808 Hawaii went up in the flames on 808. So,
yeah,
you could see that there's symbology happening. So I'm looking out for these presidential text alerts, because that freaks people out. If you live in the Middle East and you get a text alert, it happened during the UFC game. Like, it will scare you because of the collective traumatization that people go through in the Middle East with all the war and bloodshed rituals. In my opinion, all wars are bloodshed rituals, and that happens here in America or whatever. But if you look at the predictive programming of films like Leave the World Behind, it's that burr, 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 that scary sound, and that's what it's all about. And there's a new movie coming out on April 26th.
2 + 6 = 8.
Oh, there you go. 2 + 6 = 8. And that's coming out. It's a South Korean film called Goodbye Earth. And it starts off with that text alert. Everyone's scared. That is, there's something up with the text alert. And that in the movie, The Cell, for example, that text alert goes out in that sound frequency. Those elf waves or whatever it is turned everybody into zombies, like activated something, and everybody became a zombie. And so
if you got the shot, you're a fucking zombie.
Maybe. Who knows? I hope not. I hope that's not. But you know, it's something actually to, you know,
to really look out to.
Yeah,
the movie Greenland, big comet attacks, hits the earth. People run to Greenland. And surprisingly, Greenland has not only one of some of the deepest military bunkers known to man, but also the seed banks. They have huge refrigerated seed banks, bro. Why in Greenland? What's so beautiful about, I mean, I know beautiful Greenland is beautiful, but don't get me wrong, beautiful, beautiful people, beautiful freaking land and beautiful earth part, right? Part of the earth, I mean, but like, why in that secluded area? And there's movies about it. Predictive programming, bro. You're right. Absolutely right.
Well, Greenland, they named it that because they wanted people to go there originally. And Iceland, they named it that so people would go to Greenland. So that was a conspiracy on these ley lines and maps to send people where they didn't want to. So it was like inverted, because Iceland is livable. Greenland is all ice. You can't really live there. And I think that Trump was trying to buy land there too, but keeping it there, they probably keep it there because of it's frozen, it's like locked in. But maybe they know that some kind of cataclysm will happen and that ice might melt and then turn into a city over there. Who knows? Why are all the elite in Hawaii? You know, these islands and volcanoes, they're little islands, but they grow, right? And so it's kind of like a plant growing in the ocean right now. So
the country of El Salvador too, I think it has eight active volcanoes or four active volcanoes, I'm not sure, but now they're used as the president. My wife is Salvadorian, so I keep up to date with this guy. He's like the Latin American fucking Donald Trump. And he came around and he said, the digital now, our national currency is Bitcoin. And guess what? He's fucking mining this Bitcoin. No, he's not digging it out of the fucking ground, but he's using the energy that the volcanoes produce to mine digital currency, bro. Wild. Damn. Yeah. Bro, so he's a fucking genius.
Yeah. Yeah. That is wild.
Yeah, bro. So you got to look that up. And China's very heavily involved in that as well. So yeah, you never know, man. It's crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah, no, it's definitely some wild stuff happening. And I think a lot of also what's happening with the internet, because we have like internet now that we didn't have in the past. And everybody's hooked on their phone, but there's AI also in charge of it. And I believe that every culture, race, religion is being pinned against each other right now through the imprinting. So imprinting is different than brainwashing. Imprinting, it means if I'm born, let's say in America, that's imprinted. I'm like, oh, I'm American, you know, but if I was, yeah, America, or if I was born Buddhist, I'd probably be like, oh, I'm Buddhist, right? That's imprinting, which is different than brainwashing because you can't get rid of it. Brainwashing, you could hypnotize someone and they can get out of their brainwashing, or you can wake up to something. But imprinting's different. And I believe the technocratic elite know this. And through the AI, they recommend stuff. They just get everyone mad to divide and conquer, but on like a big,
massive scale.
So everybody right now is pointing fingers while the tip of the top of the pyramid is running off with the bag. And everybody is just like, oh, it's crazy. That's what I think is happening.
That is so let me ask you a couple closing questions here. One is hope. What hope do you suggest for people like you
hope.
And I?
Yeah, it's all about hope. Like even in the movie The Hunger Games, right? That was the weapon of hope. That the main guy was like, you can't let them have hope, not even a little bit, like, because that's going to destroy the establishment. And yeah, I mean, I got a lot of hope. I'm in recovery. So that it's all based off of hope and faith and God. And I have hope. I have hope, but it's not like I have hope so much for some things. I look at the world and I don't really have much hope in the world,
yeah.
But I do have hope because I can just see it. Even when I forget and I get scared, like I had to get emergency dental work done yesterday. And that's why I was probably brief on the phone, cause I was getting an infection on my face and from my tooth. And I even was in Mexico to get it fixed.
Mexico's a spot, dude. I get all my teeth work at Mexico, bro. TJ, 2 hours away, drive back and down. Man, come on, bro.
Yeah, I was at the peninsula in Mexico. I love Mexico, bro. Like, that's where I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm going to move there eventually. I also love America too. I love the peninsula though. The peninsula, Miami, Cabo San Lucas, or even Singapore. I love Singapore too. Just the peninsula, something about it.
It's the energy there, right?
It feels an energy there.
Yeah, yeah. Refreshing, bro. Yeah, it is. I hear you. Because I go down to TJ and I like the economy there. I mean, shit, you know, with $100, I feed my family 3 times a day at a very, very nice fucking restaurant for the entire day. But if you go to certain spots, like for example, El Salvador, you go there right now, bro. It's one of the safest countries in the world. Dude, the energy is different. The food is different. take away from the hospitality and the beautiful women and the beautiful, beautiful food. I mean, dog, the colors, everything's alive, and it really brings in a refreshing tone to your spirit. And everything you capture is through your eye sockets, bro. You know, I say this on the show many of the times. Your brain is encapsulated in darkness all its existence, bro. Yet you know that it's sunlight outside. You know that it's daylight outside, and it never sees the day of light. So everything is captured through these optics. You know, keeping your optimistic future optimized. Check your optics.
Dude, that's my experience too. I've had that experience, and in the people as well in Mexico or in Asia as well is different than in America, at least where I'm from. I'm from Las Vegas, California, Arizona. Damn. Yeah. So I'm from the Southwest and the energy is different. I heard that the Midwest is cool. I've never been, but I heard that people actually say hello. They will wave, and that's what they did. That they do in other places, and I'm not used to that. And that's something, the human connection, looking people in the eyes. I know I'm wearing the glasses, you know, I'll take them off or whatever. Like looking people in the eyes and connecting, and it means so much. And so there's insecurity, and there's insecure societies.
Yeah,
and an insecure society is very closed off and not welcoming. Then that's like the two differences. But America, even though it's tough and it's kind of closed off and people are mean and it's very unnatural environment, it is still like freedom. Like we got the, you know, different amendments. And so it's like everyone looks at America because of how important it is for like a freedom type movement to maybe expand a
way of lifestyle. Frankly, I think the beating of the women,
where
more integrity, right? Not beating them physically, but the beating of the women and keeping them down, and then the desensitizing and desensitizing your children at a very young age to be able to kill through these games and not feel any remorse and any sympathy, and then breaking the male spirit by eliminating the father, eliminating the mother, and losing a connection, the emotional connection with their parents, and creating trauma at a very, very early stage. Then all of these things that we're getting bombarded at, including the food, including the water, including the gay frogs, including all this shit that we're being surviving through and enduring. I think that the main goal is to keep us, what you said earlier, keep us in that fear, keep us in that frequency. Because when those texts go out, there's going to be mass chaos. When those texts go out, the first thing it's going to do is me, my house, and pull out the gun. And everybody's going to be your fucking enemy at that moment, instead of uniting and then collaborating to get up, right? And people, the first thing, believe it or not, you ask any conspiracy theorist to this day, you ask any person that's not a conspiracy theorist to this day. And when you say, yo, when you see that shit in the sky, that's going to be coming down to fucking LA, we'll be one of the first cities to be fucking drowned or destroyed. What are you going to do? Oh, pick up my guns, get my kids and get out. It's the first thing you say. No one stops and says, pray or pray for my neighbor. No one says anything else, but you. And that's what they want. And they've succeeded, bro. Completely.
Right. Yeah. No. And that's what it's all about pinning neighbor against neighbor. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's
very chaotic.
Once you're in the fear state, it's a way that pimp the hoe is through like Snoop Dogg's spiritual advisor told Snoop Dogg, or he didn't tell Snoop Dogg, but his spiritual advisor said publicly, the way to get a good hoe is to beat her till she thinks she's gonna die, and then you stop right before she dies, and then you'll have a good hoe. That's what spiritual advisor for Snoop Dogg said.
Is it the same dude that told him that you gotta stop being Snoop Dogg and become Snoop Lion?
Maybe. I don't know. But there's some truth to what he's saying, though, because that's what the elites, the news, salesmen do to us. They hijack the amygdala through fear. So once somebody, like you get a troll or something on a comment that'd be talking shit, they're doing that to get a reaction and not a response. So they're do this for sales as well. Like, oh, you did, like you're at the mall. They're like, oh man, your skin looks terrible. What? My skin looks terrible. What? Yo, I got the solution, right? Problem, reaction.
Solution. Yeah.
Solution.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so when something bad does go down, which it will, that's like the way you move people into new.
Aren't you buying systems. Fucking toilet paper, dude?
Yeah, everybody freaking out.
It's like crazy. Toilet paper is gonna cure everything. It's gonna cure the flu. It's gonna fucking cure diarrhea. Cure everything. Fucking A. I hear you, bro. Donut, yo, I don't want to take too much time, bro, but I do want the people to know what are you working on? What are your next projects? And where can people find you, bro?
Oh, bro, thank you so much. I got to have you on my show. You can find me at doe-nut.com, or you can YouTube Donut, and that's spelled D-O-E-N-U-T, Donut.
That's right, Donut. What are you working on right now, bro? What can people expect from you now for the next couple of seasons?
You know, I work on this Wicked Smart for Dummies presentations. I might make a new one. I'm just, you know, decoding. I got hopefully a book coming out at the end of the year.
Maybe, holy fuck. You
know, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's what I want to do, but I got to take some time to put all the stuff together. But, you know, just looking, doing big things.
He can't expose too much because obviously, you know, he can't just let it all out. But just, yo, whatever you come up on, whatever you put your hands on, dude, will become gold. And you'll be fucking tremendously successful with the people that you're rubbing elbows with. And let me know. Give me a shout and I'll fucking put it up on the show. We'll put it up and support that book. Support anything that you are doing, bro. Like you supported my show tonight. It means a lot to me. It means the fucking world to me, dog. And anybody knows this shit, bro. Everybody that's been connected with me, anybody that has felt me before or seen me in personal life, dog. My family, my daughters, everything. I walk and breathe in shit and eat and breathe and breathe in shit and shower with fucking umbrellas. Paranoid Radio Podcast all the time, every single time. Everything I do is all me, bro. About the show, about the people. And you know what, bro? It's coming to fruition, bro. And because of people like you, loyal listeners, God, and people like you that actually spare their time and fucking give us a little fucking, you know, a little dust, a little solar ray of their power. Thank you so much, Donut, for being here today, bro.
Thank you, bro.
All right, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the show today. Joining us one more time with Donut Factory. Make sure you check them out and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Paranoid Radio.